This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu today discussed the prevailing situation in West Asia. Mr. Modi received a telephone call from Benjamin Netanyahu. During the talks, Mr. Modi emphasized the need to de-escalate the situation. He reiterated India's call for the immediate release of all hostages and the need for continued humanitarian assistance for the affected. Mr. Modi called for an early and peaceful resolution of the conflict through dialogue and diplomacy. The two leaders also discussed various aspects of bilateral cooperation and ways to further strengthen the India-Israel strategic partnership. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu also conveyed his warm wishes on the occasion of India's 78th Independence Day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated the scientists of the Indian Space Research Organization for the successful launch of the new satellite launch vehicle SSLV-D3. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said it is a matter of intense joy that India now has a new launch vehicle. He said the cost-effective SSLV will play an important role in space missions and will also encourage private industry. The assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held in three phases beginning on the 18th of next month, while Haryana will go to the polls in a single phase on the 1st of October this year. The counting will take place on the 4th of October for both assembly constituencies of Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar today announced the poll schedule for the assembly elections at a press conference in New Delhi. With the announcement of the elections, the model code of conduct has come into effect. Mr. Kumar said the commission is committed to inclusive and accessible elections. Mr. Kumar noted that in Jammu and Kashmir, the first phase of polling will be held on the 18th of next month, the second phase on the 25th, and the third and final phase of voting will be conducted on the 1st of October 2024. India will host the third Voice of Global South Summit tomorrow in a virtual format. The theme of the summit is An Empowered Global South for a Sustainable Future. Briefing reporters in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that all Global South countries have been invited to attend the summit. The Global South Summit will serve as a platform to expand discussions held in previous summits on a range of complex challenges that continue to affect the world, such as conflicts, food and energy security crisis and climate change. At the summit, the countries of the Global South will continue deliberations on challenges, priorities and solutions for the Global South, particularly in the developmental domain. The inaugural session will be held at the head of state and government level and will be hosted by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. An MOU was signed between the public broadcaster Prasar Bharati and Sansad Television in Parliament today. The MOU was exchanged in the presence of Sansad TV CEO Rajit Punhani and Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, as well as senior officials of both organizations. The MOU will facilitate resource sharing, training of personnel and cross-channel promotion of each other's programs. Talking about the objectives of the MOU, CEO Prasar Bharati Gaurav Dwivedi said the MOU will facilitate content and program sharing, telecast of Sansad TV and Prasar Bharati's OTT platforms and the use of training facilities. On this occasion, CEO Sansad TV Rajit Punhani said the MOU will further enhance the cooperation between Sansad TV and Prasar Bharati. The broadcast sequence of hourly news bulletins of Akashvani will be revised starting 18th of August at 12 midnight. Hindi news bulletins will be broadcast first, followed by 5-minute English news bulletins. From 18th August, the Hindi bulletin will air on the hour, with the English news bulletin followed immediately after. The largest ever contingent of 84 players will take part in the upcoming Paris Paralympic Games this year. The Paralympic Games will take place from the 28th of this month to the 8th of September. 47 athletes are taking part in the Games for the first time. Addressing the send-off ceremony of the Indian contingent participating in the Paris Paralympic Games, Union Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said that there are 50 players in this team who benefited from the Target Olympic Podium Scheme. He said the government has provided every facility such as training and coaching to the players under this scheme. And that is the end of this news bulletin.